This is LA's home for the Dodgers.
Somehow makes the play.
And you're listening to Off-Season Dodger Talk.
He bobbles it, falls face first, somehow picks it up, throws behind his back with his face in the dirt, throw to first base to Gonzalez and makes the play.
Call 866-987-2570 and talk to your host, David Massey.
Welcome to another edition of Off-Season Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Phone lines are open at 866-987-2570. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. And I know each of the first two shows we've had guests on, giving us some good information from Eric Karros and Nomar Garciaparra. Right now, it's just you and me, so there's more time for your phone calls tonight. I put in a request earlier this week for Andrew Friedman and Farhan Zaidi. Have not heard back yet. Who knows? They may call in. The Christmas party is going on at Dodger Stadium, so maybe they're enjoying the festivities in between trade and free agent discussions. So we'll see if one of those two men join us tonight. If not, it's you and me, and we have a lot to talk about. And first of all, before we go any further, like Petros and Money were mentioning throughout their show, our prayers and thoughts and well wishes are with everybody affected by the wildfires all over Southern California here in Los Angeles, and especially the firefighters who are braving it and trying to save homes and lives out there. So our thoughts and prayers are with all of you. Can't ignore that since it's right in our own backyard. But the one thing I don't like on social media is how people that are not affected by the fires are trying to insert themselves. You are only affected if you have been asked to be evacuated or if your loved one is a firefighter. So those are the ways that you're affected. Just because you see smoke over your house, which is about 40 miles away, does not mean you've been affected by it. So the real prayers and thoughts go out to those that have been directly affected by it and their families. 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. All right. You know, we'll get to Shohei Ohtani since that's been settled since he signed with the Angels earlier today. But Giancarlo Stanton is still in play in a big way for the Dodgers. He has said no to the St. Louis Cardinals, and he has now said no to the San Francisco Giants. The reports are that he would accept trades to the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Houston Astros because winning means more to him than geography. Now, we all know he would love to play for the Dodgers since they are perennial winners every year, especially this past year, winning 104 games, the most in L.A. Dodger franchise history, but more importantly, going to the World Series for the first time in 29 years and just coming up one game short. And I kind of laugh at people that say, well, they got to Game 7 of the World Series without Giancarlo Stanton. Well, don't you think they may have had a better chance if they had Giancarlo Stanton in their lineup? He is the original George Springer, by the way. He is that type of impact on a game and on a series. Now, do I believe if the Dodgers don't make this trade for Giancarlo Stanton, they're taking a huge step backwards? No, I don't. The Dodgers still need to make a few tweaks to their roster, and I'll let you know what they are in our next segment. It doesn't have to be a wholesale change or a huge impact play like Stanton. And one thing that everybody needs to keep in mind is this contract is not just for 5 years or 6 years. This is a humongous 10-year contract for a humongous $295 million. Are you ready to not only try to win this year and go for the quick fix in the next couple of years? And no guarantees either, by the way, that he will stay healthy. That's been something that he has not been able to do consistently. Outside of being hit in the face a couple of years ago, he has only played 150 games twice. And if you're keeping Yasiel Puig, which I imagine the Dodgers would keep, you have Giancarlo Stanton in left field, you have either Jock Peterson and or Chris Taylor in center field, and you have Yasiel Puig in right field. That's a great outfield, in my opinion, if you're willing to take on that contract. Now, can it be changed? Can the contract be shortened? I'm not sure that it can't, and I'm not sure that it can. One thing I know that cannot change is the amount of money that he will receive during the span of the contract, which is $295 million. Now, can the Dodgers negotiate him to come down to 7 years and $295 million and work out that no-trade clause out of the contract? That seems to be a realistic possibility from what I understand. Now, I know you can't change the terms of the contract as far as the money he's getting. And would the Players Association allow him to reduce the number of years in his contract? I'm not sure. But one thing also to keep in mind is Giancarlo Stanton is one player. And as we know in baseball, one player can change a team if you have the right players around him, which the Dodgers do. But one player can also hamstring you in future years of trying to get players. Look at the Cubs and Jason Hayward. Don't you think they're kind of kicking themselves now for committing that kind of money to Jason Hayward, which is probably preventing them from even trying to pursue Giancarlo Stanton? Also, too, keep in mind, everybody always talks about the big summer free agents in the NBA. Well, next offseason is the big free agent winter of Major League Baseball. I can't remember the last time we saw these many impact elite players on the open market, which you will have next year. At second base, Brian Dozier and Daniel Murphy. At third base, Josh Donaldson and Manny Machado. In the outfield, Adam Jones, Andrew McCutchen, AJ Pollock, Charlie Blackmon, Bryce Harper, all free agents to be had next offseason. Not to mention the pitching that's on the market next year. Matt Harvey, Dallas Keuchel, Drew Pomeranz, Adam Wainwright, plus, let's not forget, Clayton Kershaw can opt out of his contract at the end of this upcoming year. There's 2 years and $65 million left that he would leave on the table if he did decide to opt out after next year. And obviously, health will dictate whether or not he will. Not to mention, too, if we're continuing with the free agent class of 2018 and 2019, Cody Allen, Brad Bock, Kelvin Herrera, Craig Kimbrell, Andrew Miller, all free agents. Dodger fans, are you sure you want to handcuff yourself with Giancarlo Stanton and 10 years and $295 million when you have all these different players that can bring stability to the outfield and maybe even bring stability to your pitching staff? Not to mention, too, on the horizon of free agency, another hometown kid that wants to play for the Dodgers badly, Nolan Arenado, who could be a free agent after 2020, I believe. So think about that, because that is certainly what Andrew Friedman and Mark Walter are thinking about when he brings these big deals to him. And don't kid yourself. If you're going to make a trade for Giancarlo Stanton in 10 years and $295 million, you're bringing that to your owners. So this is not just an Andrew Friedman decision. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. All right, Shohei Ohtani has signed with the Angels. Great question. Where does he play? Justin Upton has just been extended to play left field. You got Mike Trout in center field, and you have Cole Calhoun in right field. Do the Angels trade Cole Calhoun? Do they move Ohtani to first base? Because Albert Pujols, another disastrous contract that was way too long, has kind of put the Angels in a predicament here. Now, if you're asking me why do I believe Ohtani decided on the Angels, it checks off all the boxes we had heard reported. He wanted to play on the West Coast. He wanted to be a trailblazer as far as being the first Japanese superstar for a franchise. And number three, it's a smaller market. Even though the Angels want to profess they are the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, it's not the microscope of playing for the Dodgers. And also, too, the Angels did really well, thanks to Mike Socia last year, of navigating through a season that basically was missing a complete starting rotation and a complete bullpen. So they fill two spots with that, and they do it because Artie Moreno doesn't want to do what the Dodgers owners have done over the last 5 years and go over the luxury tax threshold. So you have those components of why Shohei Ohtani chose the Angels over the Dodgers and also over their former GM, Jerry DePoto, who has more egg on his face than anybody else in baseball right now, trying to he traded away top prospects, gambling that Shohei Ohtani was going to choose them, and he acquired more international slot money. Wouldn't you do that if you had a guarantee from Ohtani that we will sign with you if you can create this money for us? Usually, that's what you do. And Jerry DePoto, just like he did with the Angels, is slowly but surely dismantling the Seattle Mariners. And by the way, Jerry, thank you for Chris Taylor on behalf of all the Dodger fans. 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. When we continue here on Nissan Dodger Talk, I will let you know what the realistic needs are for the Dodgers and also the Dodgers and who they may be really targeting. And their names are not Giancarlo Stanton. They're going to be patient. Sit back and watch this play out. The Dodgers are in no rush to make a trade for Giancarlo Stanton. Your phone calls are next as well on Offseason Dodger Talk with David Vasse on AM 570 LA Sports.
This is the home of the Dodgers.
Call us, tweet us, tag us. It's 866-987-2570 or hashtag Dodger Talk.
This is Offseason Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until 8 o'clock tonight on AM 570 LA Sports. Our next and only Offseason Dodger Talk show will be next Tuesday at 6 o'clock right here on AM 570 LA Sports. The winter meetings begin on Sunday night in Orlando, so we'll see what comes out of it. But really, from the Dodgers side of things, they just start to lay down a lot of the groundwork for future deals. We haven't really seen them pull off major deals. Last winter meetings, we just saw Rich Hill being signed, which kind of was a fait accompli. So usually that doesn't really happen as far as the Dodgers go. We know Aroldis Chapman was almost acquired a couple of winter meetings ago, and we all know that that fell through. So the winter meetings have become really hyped up, kind of like Shohei Ohtani, and really haven't lived up to the hype around Major League Baseball as far as deals getting done. The last time I can remember a big winter meetings happening was Andrew Friedman's first offseason with the Dodgers when they were held in San Diego, and all those trades, those flurry of trades were made, sending Matt Kemp to the Padres, bringing Grandal over to the Dodgers with, and then you had the Dodgers making that big trade with the Marlins, sending D. Gordon, among others, to Miami to bring Austin Barnes, Kike Hernandez, and Howie Kendrick to the Dodgers. So there is a history between the Dodgers and Marlins making deals with Michael Hill and Andrew Friedman. But the wild card here, too, is, which I'm sure is way above Don Mattingly's head at this point in time, because Derek Jeter seems to be intent on just getting rid of Stanton's contract, no matter who he gets in return. But that is a factor in some ways. Don Mattingly knows the Dodgers personnel pretty well and knows some of the players that may be involved, and that may have a bearing on whether or not these talks gain any traction or if they don't. The last time I heard, the Dodgers and Marlins have been in contact, but no serious discussions have been really held regarding Giancarlo Stanton. And really, if Stanton wants to play for the Dodgers, he could just tell Derek Jeter, I'm not going anywhere this season, and wait to see how the Dodgers' payroll looks at the end of next year, which they will have a lot more payroll flexibility under the luxury tax threshold. So if Stanton is really intent on playing for the Dodgers, that really would be the best scenario, where he calls Jeter's bluff and just stays with the Marlins for the entire year and then revisits it at the end of next year. Now, as far as Shohei Ohtani goes, I mentioned him as being overhyped. I don't think anybody can live up to the expectations that have been heaped on this young man. How many times have we seen a player play both ways? There's a reason why it hasn't been done in Major League Baseball since Babe Ruth. It's not that easy. And I'm not one of those guys that's buying in that it's going to work. I think he's going to have to choose either pitching or hitting, and I lean towards the pitching side. Let's go out to Arcadia. Dan, you're on with David Vasse on AM 570 LA Sports. Hi, Dan.
Hi, David. I have a trade proposal for Stanton. Jock Peterson, Yasmani Grandel, Andrew Tolles, Pedro Baez, and
Dan,
Josh Field.
Dan, you don't have to give up that much. That's not the question. The question to you is, are you willing to take on 10 years, $295 million for a guy that gets hurt often and is really one-dimensional?
I am, because that contract is going to be a bargain unless he opts out. The way contracts are going, he's going to be low in a few years. You know, the Arizona players are all going to want $30 or $40 million if, you know, they're free agents. And if he stays with that contract, that's going to be a bargain.
Yeah, we always think it can't go any higher, but it seems like it does. And really, the guy that's going to set the bar next is Bryce Harper next offseason. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Let's go out to Bell. Matt, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Matt.
Hey, David. I appreciate you taking my call. I see the Stanton contract looking just like the Albert Pujols contract to me.
I'm with you.
I have one question I want to ask you. Why, at the end of the year last year, did Yasmani Grandal fall out of favor with the Dodgers? He seemed like he was their best defensive catcher that they had. He frames pitches like nobody else. And then you have Austin Barnes. He really didn't hit a lick for us in the World Series, and I like him better at second base, actually. I'm just wondering why everyone's talking about trading Grandal. I think that would be the biggest mistake we ever made.
I don't think the Dodgers are trading Grandal. I think you're going to see more of a 50-50 split with Austin Barnes. And, Matt, the reason why was because he was in a horrendous hitting slump in the postseason. And if you look at his track record with the Dodgers in the postseason, he really hasn't performed as well as he did in the regular season any of the years. And Austin Barnes was doing what the Dodgers needed, not swinging for the fences. And he don't lose much as far as the receiving part of things, as far as what I was told by pitchers on the staff.
Okay. I can understand that. But like I said,
the one thing that Barnes lacks compared to Grandal is the throwing part. Grandal is much better at throwing out runners.
Right. I just like Grandal. And even when he did go into a slump, it seems like he always came up with that one big home run. And isn't that
I kind of disagree with you on that, Matt.
Okay, well, I like Grandal. I'm a fan of Grandal, and I really think that
I am too. He's not going anywhere, but really, you know, the one thing that I was a big critic about as far as the way the Dodgers hitters were approaching things the last 2 years before they got to this postseason was too many of them were swinging for the fences, trying to hit five-run homers, and unfortunately, they fell back into that trap in Game 7 of the World Series. Let's go out to Colton. Greg, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Greg.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call. I truly believe that with the pieces that we have surrounding, you know, the players that we have on the team right now, if we do add Stanton to the team, I do believe that we can win. I don't want the Dodgers to turn out to be, you know, the Braves of the West Coast, you know, win one World Series, you know, make the playoffs all the time and, you know, have a deep farm system and never really have anything to show for it. So,
yeah, I'm with you.
I kind of like for the Dodgers to push all the chips to the table and win. Try to win now.
So win now and don't worry about a Stanton that will be 36, 37, 38, and 39 years old at the end of this 10-year contract.
Well, Dave, you know, the Dodger fans have always been fans that have led the league in attendance each and every year. They are you know, they are making a lot of money, you know, off the fans. And
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be really, you know, that big of a deal. I mean,
Greg, it's not about the money. Greg, for me, it's not about the money. And I don't think it's about the money for the Dodgers. But baseball-wise, yeah, in the short term, it probably will work out. But then you're kind of stuck like the Angels with a guy that probably will be breaking down the last 4 years of this contract.
Well, you know, David, I at this point, I really don't care. I just want to win. Let's get a win.
Do you think that's the final piece? That's the final piece. Forget about adding a right-handed pitching starter. Just Giancarlo Stanton would give the Dodgers the World Series.
Well, we do have a couple guys in the minors. We do have Urias, and we do have...
Urias is hurt. Who knows? And he hurt his shoulder. Who knows who he's going to be when he comes back?
Well, we do have another. We do have a couple other young pitchers down there, so...
Yeah, Walker Buehler is the next ready guy.
You know, so I think we have enough pitching. I think that I think he's the last piece.
What about Clayton Kershaw? He's been injured each of the last 2 years.
Well, we do have a deep pitching staff now.
Who's the deep pitching staff?
Well, I mean, we have Rich Hill. I mean,
who else?
We have, let me see, I can't think
exactly,
of right now,
exactly. You have Rich Hill, Alex Wood, and Kenta Maeda behind Clayton Kershaw right now, and you have two huge question marks in Brandon McCarthy and Scott Kazmir. The Dodgers need more pitching, and I know everybody focuses on offense, and yes, Giancarlo Stanton would make a huge impact, but the fact is, in the NLCS 2 seasons ago, the Dodgers did not lose to the Cubs because of offense. They ran out of pitching. And the Dodgers did not lose to the Astros because of a lack of offense. Yes, that was somewhat of a factor. A lot of guys did not hit the way we're used to them hitting. But also, I felt like they ran out of pitching. Yu Darvish was the guy they got and expected him to pitch up to what we saw the entire postseason, and he laid 2 eggs. So, in my opinion, pitching let the Dodgers down more than the hitting. 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Now listen, I believe Giancarlo Stanton in the first 4 years of this contract will definitely pay off for the Dodgers. But the fact is, it's not a 4-year contract. It's a 10-year contract, and you got to ask yourself, and I'm sure in, you know, 5 or 6 years, the same people will be complaining that they have this contract on the books and they got to continue to pay this guy. I love Giancarlo Stanton. I've got to know him over the last 5 or 6 years. As you know, we went to the same high school, Notre Dame and Sherman Oaks. I'm a lot older. I set the path for him, obviously. I set the standard very high for Giancarlo Stanton to be who he is today. But, you know, the facts are, it's not a 6-year contract. It's a 10-year contract for $295 million. But like I said at the beginning of the show, this guy would make a huge impact and very well could be a difference maker to get to the World Series next year and not just get there, but win it next year. Let's go out to Culver City. Kevin, you're on with David Vassay on AM 570 LA Sports. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, David, what's going on? Hey, like I said with Stanton, you know, you got a guy who is telling, you know, the Marlins, and like I said, if the trade was going to get made with the Giants and the Cardinals, it would have been done by now. But Stanton,
he already said no. He told them no.
He says L.A. or bust. And like you said, all we got to do is stay cool, and we'll get this guy. He's telling Jeter, look, I'm not going anywhere but L.A. So what do the Marlins do? They do what every GM does. They throw out other teams. Let me tell you, the Yankees, he's not going to the Yankees. They're saving their money for Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. He's definitely not going to the Cubs. They got to pay Chris Bryant. And the Yankees still got to pay Aaron Judge, so that's off the picture.
And also, that's a great point, Kevin. The Dodgers have to pay Corey Seager eventually, and if Cody Bellinger continues to be Cody Bellinger we saw last year, you're going to have to pay him too.
Yes, but I think right now where the team is at, we have the money to do that. Clayton Kershaw's going to have the opt-out. We've got to show that we're committed to winning. I look at the Astros.
I think they've shown that, Kevin. I think they showed that last year when they re-signed Rich Hill, Kenley Jansen, and Justin Turner. I think that question's out the window now.
They did, but look at the Astros. If they get a guy like Stanton in that lineup, there's no way we could compete with him.
They're not getting it. He's not going to Houston, Kevin. Thanks for the phone call. Ken Rosenthal, by the way, just tweeted 3 minutes ago, the Yankees are definitely in play for Stanton. So I could see him going to New York. I could see them pulling the trigger on a trade like this. I just don't see the Dodgers rushing to make a trade for Giancarlo Stanton. Now, if this falls through with the Yankees, I could see the Dodgers sitting back and letting this play out closer to spring training. But look, if they don't get Stanton, like I mentioned, it's not the end of the world. The Dodgers have other needs to help tweak this team to get back to the postseason and to win it this time. And one of them is finding a setup man for Kenley Jansen. They found Joe Blanton 2 years ago. He was better than expected. And they found Brandon Morrow on a minor league contract with an invite to spring training camp. And he turned out to be maybe the steal of the season by any front office getting Brandon Morrow. He's a free agent. He's going to get big money. I don't see the Dodgers spending that big money on him. But what I do see is the Dodgers calling the Orioles again and trying to rekindle the talks they had leading up to the non-waiver trade deadline, this past deadline in the regular season for Zach Britton. Yeah, that's right, Zach Britton. I think the Dodgers and Orioles may have more talks in them as they get closer to the winter meetings and during the winter meetings. And Britton is a free agent at the end of the season. So you don't have to commit a lot of dollars to a guy that was his elbow was barking a little bit last year. Also, too, if the Rays decide they're going to tear down again, there's a guy by the name of Chris Archer who would look great in Dodger blue. Now, I'm not sure if the Dodgers would be willing to give up what it would take to get Chris Archer. I would imagine Walker Buehler would be asked in a trade conversation to start things off. I'm not sure I would do that, but you know what? If you could get Chris Archer under team control until 2021, I don't think I'd hesitate doing that deal. Plus, the guy the Dodgers seriously considered acquiring last year around this time, Andrew McCutchen. If you lose out on Giancarlo Stanton, I wouldn't mind seeing Giancarlo Stanton playing in the Dodger outfield next year. He also is a free agent at the end of the year. So those are the things I'm looking at more realistically than this pipe dream of taking on Giancarlo Stanton's 10 years, $295 million contract. Also, too, keep in mind, the Dodgers have to find not only a setup man, but how are they going to replace Chase Utley and Andre Ethier's left-handed bat next year? I don't believe the door is closed on either one of those guys coming back next year. But the fact is, Logan Forsyth did not hit right-handed pitching very well, and they're going to have to find a solution there. And from what I'm hearing, the door is not closed on bringing back Chase Utley, but do you want him playing as much as he did last year? Because by the second half of the season, especially August, September, and the postseason, he was out of gas, and it was very apparent in the World Series. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. We're going to take another timeout. When we come back, more of your phone calls. It is you and me tonight on Nissan Dodger Talk right here on AM570 LA Sports. This is Nissan Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until 8 o'clock on AM570 LA Sports. And just a shout out to Justin Turner and his fiance, Courtney with a K. They are getting married over the weekend. Love both those people. Some congratulations to them. They are now the third Dodger couple to be married this offseason. Ross Stripling, Alex Wood, and now Justin Turner. Three more guys will be getting married, I believe, this offseason. I know two of the three are definite for this offseason. Jock Peterson and Austin Barnes will be getting married this offseason. And then Kike Hernandez will be getting married, I'm not sure, this offseason or next one. So six Dodgers engaged and now married during this offseason. Amazing. I don't know why they would do it. I mean, why would you get married if you're a professional athlete while you're still playing? Except if you're marrying the women that they're marrying, of course. I like the way Derek Jeter did it. That's the way I would do it. And I like the gift basket touch as well. So all of those things I like. But congratulations to Justin Turner. I know a lot of the teammates are down in Mexico with him where they're getting married. So they'll have a good time this weekend. And we'll see who gets signed over at that wedding since Kenley Jansen was re-signed and Justin Turner was re-signed at Kenley's wedding. So we'll see how that plays out. By the way, Mike Trout getting married this weekend as well. And from what I understand, he was not at the recruiting meeting for Shohei Ohtani, but he did FaceTime because of the impending nuptials this weekend. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. And that's where Harold in Pasadena is. Hi, Harold.
It's actually Tiro. How you doing, David?
What's your name?
Tito.
Tito. All right.
Yeah.
Tito. Tito in Pasadena. What's up?
Not much. So I don't think the Dodgers should unload their whole farm for Stanton, only because, as you said, next summer is the big free agency. And also, Stanton, one, has been injured. Also, two, you got about three or four Dodgers who all can hit home runs. and we need a guy who can put the ball more in play. Also, you need a right-handed pitcher.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. And it's not about who the Dodgers would be giving up to the Marlins, because they have all the leverage in this spot if they were able to make a trade with the Marlins, and if they decided that they are going to really go all in to try to pursue Stanton. It's not about that. It's about whether or not they want to take on that contract, 10 years, $295 million. Now, maybe you can offset some of that early on if you trade them McCarthy and Kazmir, force them to take Kazmir's almost $17 million contract next year and McCarthy's $10 million contract. That is something that I'm sure would be discussed if they move in that direction. But what I'm concerned about is the back end of this contract, not so much the front end. We've seen so many times, and really, that's the way it works in baseball. These players are playing great, like Cody Bellinger and Corey Seager. They're not getting paid what they're worth. So in baseball, basically these big contracts, you're rewarding players for what they already did for you. And whether or not you think that's the right way to go or not, I mean, that's to be debated, and we could take that to another conversation. But the fact is, that's what it's about. So Giancarlo Stanton is still in the prime of his career between now and probably the next 5 years, if he stays healthy, which he really hasn't proven that he could do consistently. So that's another thing, too. It's not like you're getting Mr. Iron Man here in Giancarlo Stanton. I love Giancarlo. Don't get me wrong. But there are some question marks. This is not trading for Barry Bonds. I'm sorry. Everybody is trying to make it out like you're getting Barry Bonds. You're not getting Barry Bonds. You're getting Giancarlo Stanton, who's a really good player and a really good power hitter that could fit in left field. But the facts are, when he's 37 years old, you're not going to be so hot on Giancarlo Stanton. That's my only concern, and I'm sure that's some of the concern of the Dodgers and some of the other teams in play. But no doubt, he would have an immediate impact on the Dodgers lineup. 866-987-2570 is the phone number, and I would love to see it because I like the guy, and we went to the same high school. Let's go out to Gardena. Manuel, you're on with David Vasse. What's up, Manny? What you got to say about this?
Oh, man. You know what? I ain't really tripping on losing out on dude. I mean, more power to him for going to Anaheim. But I'm just excited for this offseason, man. If they're going to take up like half of Giancarlo's money, I'm down with that, but if not, then
they're not going to take half. I think they're, from what's been reported, they'd be willing to take maybe $40 million from that contract. And, you know, that's not too bad, but when are they taking that $40 million off? In the beginning or in the end? It's kind of a double-edged catch-22 for the Dodgers because they're over the luxury tax threshold and probably will be again. And if they want to take it on, they can for one more year, and then after that, they'll be basically close to being under it, even with Stanton's contract. But then you're really hamstringing yourself when you have that contract. It's going to be really hard to add payroll even a year from now when you have that kind of big contract on your books. And like I said earlier, next year's free agent class is really good. I'll repeat it again. Guys like Brian Dozier and Daniel Murphy will be free agents at second base. Josh Donaldson, Manny Machado at third base, and outfielders like Andrew McCutchen, Adam Jones, A.J. Pollock, and the two prizes, Charlie Blackman and Bryce Harper, will be free agents as well next year. So you have to take that into consideration as well, and also take into consideration that, yeah, pretty soon Corey Seager and Cody Bellinger are going to have to get paid too. So you're going to be carrying Stanton's money plus those contracts if everything goes as planned with those two guys. But I understand everybody wants immediate gratification, but the fact is the Dodgers did not lose the World Series because of a lack of offense. They lost because there was one bad pitch from Kenley Jansen in Game 2. In my opinion, took Rich Hill out too soon in Game 2. And then you had Yu Darvish pitching stinkers in Game 3 and Game 7. And pitching the George Springer with a 3-1 count. Those are part of the reasons and bigger reasons why they lost the World Series than a lack of offense. Let's go out to Orange. Kurt, you're on with David Vasse on offseason Dodger Talk. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, how you doing, Bassett? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, man. Well, what you just said, I definitely disagree with that. I really think, I mean, a couple clutch hits there, Dodgers would have won the World Series.
Right, but those other things were, I agree with that, in Game 7 especially, but, I mean, really, the pitching let them down more than anything else.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. But there were some moments there where, you know, a big hit, they would have won.
Well, Giancarlo Stanton could have came up and struck out. He's a very, from talking to baseball people around Major League Baseball, guys that evaluate for a living and have done it really well at a high level, they believe that he is not this dynamic hitter. So I don't know. I know everybody sees the end finished product, but I'm sure if you watched him on a day in, day out process, I'm not sure everybody would be as hot on him as everybody is right now.
No, I absolutely agree. And I think the thing is, he has guaranteed money no matter where he goes, right? So,
right.
You know, it's picking where he wants to live, where he wants to play. And you know.
But he can't pick, Kurt. He's not a free agent. He can't pick.
Well, I think he's, well, basically what I called for, I think he's going to New York. And
I kind of feel that way too.
I really do. I think he's going to the Yankees, and I think he's going to hit homers with Judge, and you know they got a few superstars over there, and
they have a surplus. I kind of feel like they would take it on, and that's kind of been their MO, and they've done that in the past, and Brian Cashman has done that in the past. John Heyman right now, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. John Heyman from FanRag Sports is tweeting that the Yankees trade talks with the Marlins on Giancarlo Stanton is indeed heating up a bit. Nothing done, but they are working on it. 866-987-2570. So let's get this straight. It's not about the Dodgers trading certain players to get him. It's whether or not you want to take on that financial burden of 10 years and $295 million. And also, too, the desperation part. The Dodgers got to the World Series. They have a very good team. The core group is coming back. You're going to have another year of Corey Seager having a full season in the big leagues and getting to the postseason. You're going to have Cody Bellinger another year in the big leagues with that experience. You have Justin Turner. You have Logan Forsythe. Then you have Yasiel Puig, who is a finalist for the Gold Glove and hit 28 home runs, part of this lineup. Is it a finished team right now? Absolutely not. Don't get me wrong. It's not a finished team, and it's not even Christmas. But there are a lot of other players that the Dodgers can fill in to make them a whole and help them get back to the World Series and hopefully win. Let's go out to Costa Mesa. Bob, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vassay. Hi, Bob.
Hey, David. How excited to talk to you. This is my first time calling.
Hey, I like the energy, Bob.
Listen, hey, the thing that I think we've kind of missed in this whole issue with the Marlins and Stanton is, what a knuckle, you know, Derek Jeter's a Hall of Famer, baseball player extraordinaire, but as far as a businessman, he's really a knucklehead. Could you imagine coming out from the day one saying, I'm going to cut payroll and I want to trade Giancarlo Stanton? That's how he approached this from day one. What he should have said was, you know what, we're going to go through this teardown like Houston did. I really respect what they did. I don't care if it takes us 8-10 years of 100-loss seasons. We're going to do it the right way to build this team. And that would have gotten turned the whole tables on this so that Stanton would have been calling him up saying, please trade me anywhere. I got to get out of here. I don't want to lose for 10 years.
I think he's very aware of that. I think he is aware of that, and he's already saw the first piece go in D. Gordon. Thanks for the phone call. Let's move on to Riverside. Jerry, you're on with David Vassay on Nissan Dodger Talk. What's up, Jerry?
How's it going, man? I actually had a question for you. I don't at all think they should do this, but just wondering, do you think the Dodgers might trade Puig this offseason, try to sell him high, since, you know, he's always came up in trade talks in the past?
Depends on the deal. I would say never say never. I don't think there's too many untouchables on this team, and I don't think he's one of them. But it depends on the deal, Jerry. And I'd say that they were very encouraged by the adjustments he made last year, and really they put the time and effort to help him get to that point. So it'd be hard just to trade him for just anything. I think it would have to be a deal that blew them away, and they would have to include him in a deal.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, Jerry. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Hey, let's go out to a WWE caller. Razor Ramon in Chino. Maybe LeVar Ball's neighbor. What's up, Razor Ramon?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? Not his neighbor, but I have a some friends that his in-laws are good friends with him.
Oh, really? But, a friend of a friend of a friend?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. What do you got tonight?
Look, if we're not gonna take the money of Stan, then they need to put the money where it's needed. Pay Morrow to stay. That I understand it's gonna cost. It's probably gonna cost a good amount of money, but right now, as far as I'm concerned, Friedman, he's gone out there in the past and gotten nothing but injury-prone players that have given us garbage. Kazmir, McCarthy, Darvish. It's like there's no really pitching out there to go and get.
Zach Britton,
but what's it going to cost? I mean, they tried to get him last year, and it didn't work out.
Right.
Aren't you concerned about Morrow's?
I think Morrow is going to get a deal to be a closer. And I think also, too, you're really rolling the dice, paying Brandon Morrow big money, considering he does have a long list of injury history. And I think you just cut ties. Take what you got and cash in. That's how I feel about it. Just like with Joe Blanton. Look what he did for the Nationals. He was running to the ground. He had nothing left.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, look, they found a couple diamonds in the rough a couple years, but I think Morrow has more left. And with Britton, you don't know what you're getting with his elbow.
So what would you commit to Brandon Morrow? I'm kind of talking to you in hypotheticals here and just saying absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying. I like what Brandon Morrow did, but I am very aware of his injury history, and the Dodgers paid low and got the highest dividend they could possibly get off a guy like that. Would you be willing to commit 3 years, 4 years to that type of player for probably $40 million?
You know, I wouldn't go any more than 3 years.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Razor Ramon. Say hi to LeVar Ball for me. Let's go out to Buena Park. Izzy, Isabel, what's up?
Hey, David, I'm not living in Buena Park anymore. Ronnie blew it.
Oh, geez. Error on Ronnie. You're in Anaheim now, right?
Yeah.
Like Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. Well, I'm still not an Angel fan. I had to move. My mom passed away like about 6 days after the World Series. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But anyway. Oh, well, thanks. Anyway, listen, I don't think we should get Stanton. He seems to get. And all that money spent, I don't think it's worth it. And whatever you said the last 2 days, I agree with you. So,
all right. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. That's why I like you, Isabel. We see things the same way. Let's go out to Ontario. Danny, you're next up on Nissan Dodger Talk. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I think we should really get Giancarlo. So now, we are talking about the future, how is he going to play 6-7 years from now? We haven't won anything in 30 years, like nothing. Like Tommy Lasorda said.
That's not true. We've won. The Dodgers have won, but they just haven't won the World Series.
Okay, well, there you go. That's the point.
Well, you can't say they haven't won anything, Danny. You're making it seem like they're the Marlins.
Well, no, the Marlins have won more champions, more World Series than the Dodgers in the past 20 years.
Oh, yeah, got me there.
Okay, well, we haven't won a World Series in 30 years. It's been 30 years.
So you think Giancarlo Stanton will automatically give the Dodgers the World Series? Is that what you're telling me? You're probably the same guy that thought Daryl Strawberry automatically would give the Dodgers the World Series back in 1991.
No, well, actually, I did get excited with
Yeah, exactly, yeah. exactly.
But we didn't have the team. We didn't have the
Yeah,
team
you did. You had a great team. You lost by one game that won 90-plus games that year. You had a great team that year.
We don't have the team. We didn't have back then.
The point is, Danny, the point is there's no guarantees one player is going to get you to the World Series. The pitching is the problem, Danny. They need to reinforce the pitching, especially Yu Darvish becoming a free agent and Brandon Morrow becoming a free agent. There's other things to do to help this team win, and I think it starts by reinforcing the pitching.
I understand that. Now,
And what about next year's free agent class? Don't you want – I'm sure you'll call me next winter wanting Bryce Harper.
No, because we're going to have Jim Carter.
Okay. And what about Brian Dozier? You don't want him, huh? You don't want Logan Forsythe is a free agent. They're going to have an opening at second base. You don't want Brian Dozier and his 40 home runs, right, Danny? You don't want Dozier and Harper. You don't want Dozier and Charlie Blackman or Dozier and Bryce Harper. You don't want any of those combinations, right, Danny? You just want Giancarlo Stanton.
Well, if we need a piece to win, I think it's Giancarlo. I really do. Now, like you said, it doesn't
I'm not against trading for him. If the Dodgers are willing to take that on and he's a Dodger, I would be fine with that. But I don't believe they are. And the Yankees obviously seem to be rolling that way. So I believe by the time we talk on Tuesday, this will all be a moot point and he'll be in pinstripes.
Of course, the Yankees. They're always the Yankees. That's why they've been winning championships.
They just got back to the playoffs recently. Did they even get to the World Series last year, Danny?
No, they didn't, but they have won 6 championships in the past 20 years. We haven't won anything.
How did they do that? Nothing. They did that by developing their own players and being able to re-sign them. The Dodgers will do that, too, with Seager and Bellinger and the others that come up. Thanks for the phone call, Danny. I like that spirited debate. I love it. Tonight was a good night. I'm glad Freeman and Farhan did not call in tonight. I was happy talking to you guys, so we'll see if we can connect with them from the winter meetings next Tuesday, and that will be our only Dodger talk next week, 6 to 7 o'clock next Tuesday night right here on AM 570 LA Sports. Thanks to Ronnie Fazio for all his help. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all the firefighters out there trying to put out these disastrous wildfires all over Los Angeles County. So thank you to you guys, and stay safe, and stay safe to all the families out there that have been displaced by these horrible fires. We're thinking about you, and I'm sure our sister station, AM 640 KFI, will have all the latest on that and are continuing to have coverage of that. Plus, also, I'm sure they have all the information on shelters and where to go and how to help all of our fellow residents here in Los Angeles. Have a great weekend, everybody.